I'll tell you what, I co-sign on everything Will Fleming and a quick cameo there from Mike Monaco said.
Well put.
That was mind-numbing.
What a disaster.
Ridiculous. I couldn't believe, like, and in fairness, I was watching the broadcast on television last night. I'm sure a lot of you were listening as well. I'm sure Will and Monaco did a great job detailing this. But, you know, Dave O'Brien and Middlebrooks were kind of forecasting that the weather's moving in.
Yeah.
It's imminent.
It's on its way.
But I'm not sure I've ever seen a rain delay in the middle of a game like that, where all of a sudden it went to commercial break. Everything looked fine. Top of the ninth. They come back out bottom of the ninth. The tarp's already on the field.
Yeah.
Wind's blowing around everywhere. Crap is blowing around on the field everywhere.
Looks like twisters.
And next thing you know, they said there's hail in the forecast. Like, next thing you know, you're like, they might not even get this in tonight.
A little hop in the step. Yeah, but 90 minutes just to get three outs. Well, as it turns out, not even three outs.
No,
just the one.
Just the one, yeah.
Either way, but just last ups, bottom of the ninth. And what a game it was shaping up to be, too. You know, Roman Anthony comes through on the top of the ninth, puts you up by one. You're like, here we go. Unfortunately, you knew Chapman wasn't available. I think I have to say this now. I think Jordan Hicks is no longer my guy.
They both suck.
You're the guy. That's your guy.
I wanted to be the Hicks guy. I acknowledged that he got some luck the other night with the unbelievable play by Rafaela, but I was like, you know what? The guy throws gas. Give me somebody that throws gas.
He absolutely does do that. That's
kinda
true.
Kind of stinks, though, because he'll hit a guy, he'll walk a guy, he'll give up darts all over them. He's not very good. And so that was brutal for all of it. Like, being up by one, coming through in the club. Actually, let's just set the whole stage. You start Richard Fitz. He walks a dude hitting under 200.
Yeah,
Christian Vasquez.
That guy had another hit in the ninth. Like, he had a.
Well, it was Vasquez.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, hold on. I'm saying he walks the guy hitting under 200.
Yes, it happened to be Vasquez.
But just, like, for the sake of it, you walk the number eight hitter who's hitting under 200. You give up a home run to a guy hitting under 100.
Yeah, sorry. That's who I was talking about.
Second tater of the season.
What
are you talking? You're down 2-0. You're like, what is this? But then Bregman provides some offense again.
Puts you in front.
Yes, and then Roman Anthony puts you on top in the ninth inning. And then you have to wait 90 minutes. You could have watched Happy Gilmore, too.
I fell asleep almost immediately when they went to that rain delay. I didn't watch anything.
That was demoralizing. And then Hicks just is getting hit around, and they lose the game. They're now 1-3 against the Minnesota Twins. And this goes back to our debate that we had before. Are the Red Sox, they have a tough schedule. They're going to struggle against good teams. Well, they've also struggled against some bad teams as well. And the Twins are a prime example of that. The Twins are way below them in the standings. The Twins are not going to be a playoff team. The question is, will they or will they not sell Joe Ryan? But they're not a playoff team. And you're now 1-3 against them with two more games to go in this series. But frustrating. And then on top of it, the Yankees lose last night. The Rangers lose last night. So you have a chance to pick up ground on both of them. And you wait 90 minutes to lose in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, I mean, at least for their sake, like you said, the Rangers lost. Because if the Rangers won their game, Red Sox wake up today out of a playoff spot. And I'll say this, we're not complaining at all about the Rangers. Like, I've never seen that. I've never seen it. But, like,
yeah.
The Red Sox have to do a better job than that.
You're going to win the game.
You're a fan of Jordan Hicks,
or at least you were. Yeah, past tense.
I was a fan of Alcala. Like, he was just as bad when he came into the game earlier. And you're right. What should have been a great win for them on the road. If you want this for a backdrop, again, this is not an excuse, but like you, I could see the stories today.
Yeah.
Apparently, they had a miserable flight into Minneapolis.
Yep, I heard that.
And so it's like, okay, but you got over that. You had the lead. You blew it late. That's not an excuse. Just, I could read the stories today. They overcame a crappy flight. They came from behind to win the game. Roman Anthony seized his moment. Bregman had the home run that put him in front, and it would be a great story. And instead, they lose a gut-wrenching game to a trash team in Minnesota.
They stink. And so this loss is on them, so don't twist around what I'm about to say. So this was on Jordan Hicks. Like, that's brutal. And not having Chapman there because he's a little bit banged up.
Jordan Hicks, by the way.
Yeah.
An 8-pitch single to DeSean Kersey, who I'm telling you has to have the most swag in Major League Baseball history for a guy entering the night hitting under 100.
Oh, he looks like $1 million. And then they flash his stats. And you're like, that guy?
You're like, him?
This guy, what's he doing up there?
I'm going to buy some stock low on that guy. I feel like he's about to come out of it. He then hit.
He was surprised when he homered. Did you see his face?
Oh, he was
like,
not.
I went out.
He was
like, now what do I do?
Oppo field homer. What do I do?
You touch all the bases and come home.
He then hit players on consecutive pitches. Mickey Gasper, who I guess was here.
Nice.
And then Willie Castro, consecutive pitches.
Dude, their lineup sucks.
It's really bad. I agree.
It's so bad.
Then he got Correa on a fielder's choice where they had the out at home. So no runs scored there. And you're like, all right, maybe he's going to get out of it. He's ahead 0-2 against Lee. Next pitch, it's a walk-off, two-run score.
Correa's not even good anymore.
No,
he's one guy everybody's heard of, but he's not even good. That Twins lineup's atrocious.
In the lineup is good except Buxton, who wasn't even in the lineup last night.
Right.
And so,
trade him, right?
Maybe. That's a bad team.
My point is,
and a bad loss.
That's on the Red Sox. You can't blame, you know, the bad flight in or whatever. But also, Craig Breslow, you're allowed to wake up. You're allowed to make a move.
See, this
you
is can also add to how
the
I team. Feel.
Yes, the deadline's on Thursday, so you play tonight, you play tomorrow afternoon. And then it's the deadline. You can add somebody. You can fly them into Minnesota. I'm not saying they save the season, but like you can show to the team that you believe in them and that you think they're a playoff team, and you're going to add to it. Other teams have done that. It's not like
other teams have been doing it. Other teams that you're battling playoff spots for are doing it. Seattle, New York, yeah.
But I'm saying, like the excuse of, well, all these teams are still trying to determine whether they're in it or not. I can name you 12 teams easy that for sure are not in it, and you can make a trade. You're allowed to make a trade. And so I don't know what, if Breslow's just waiting to the horn, if they're even close on deals or whatever else it is, because even going back, was it 2 weeks ago, I think Sam Kennedy told the Greg Hill Show, like, oh yeah, a lot of outbound calls.
Yep.
A lot of outbound calls.
Yep.
Like, so what's happening on these calls? Nothing.
My fear is Breslow checks in,
yeah,
and the asking price is too high, and he goes, okay, thanks, but no thanks. Or people are calling him. There was a report today, Dennis Lynn, who covers the Padres, had a report that the Padres are still very interested in Durant.
Right.
Maybe he's getting the incoming calls on Durant, but the outgoing calls, my guess is, go exactly like that.
Yeah.
Hey, we want Joe Ryan. Okay, well, we want X, Y, and Z. Thanks, but no thanks.
Never mind.
Okay, we want Seth Lugo. Now we're actually going to sign him to an extension. Okay.
Come on.
Like, I mean, I'd imagine it's a lot of that. So, look, I mean, Breslow has 2 days. The deadline's Thursday. He technically has time to get something done, but he's running out of it, and you're costing yourself in the meantime. You could have used these guys against Philly. You could have used these guys against the Cubs. You could have used bullpen help last night against Minnesota. This was Ken after the game of the Ken and Curtis show.
Ken
and Curtis fame tweeted this
Ken
last
Laird?
Night. Ken Laird.
Okay.
Need David Bednar and Griffin Jacks, who did look awesome last night, whatever inning he pitched, the 7th or the 8th.
Bednar's in the trade rumors all over the place.
Yep. He says maybe tonight helps with the convincing. So we saw Alcala last night, terrible.
Yeah.
You don't have Chapman. We saw Hicks last night, terrible.
Yeah.
Whitlock, do we save any second-guessing for Whitlock? He's now been unavailable two straight days because he's sick. Which I don't know. They could have used him in the Sunday game against the Dodgers. I know it was weird they didn't use him there, and then they didn't. He wasn't available again last night. So he's got the sniffies, and you can't use him in a big. Like, I would have preferred to see him last.
Is it a non-COVID illness?
I don't know. I haven't seen
COVID illness.
I haven't seen the injury report.
Got to get him away from the team.
I don't know.
Is he spreading it? Was he on the plane with the team?
I'd imagine.
Now they all have it.
I don't think they left him behind in Boston.
Oh my God, it's a petri dish up there.
I'd save a little mini criticism for him.
Yeah.
I guess we don't know the extent of it, but like little mini criticism, like, dude, you're feeling under the weather. Could you get out there and maybe help the team so we don't have to watch Jordan Hicks in the ninth inning? That'd be great.
Kind of need you for three outs here.
Unless
he's back in the hotel room just like throwing up, I feel like, maybe grind this one out a little
bit. But that feels like that would be Sunday. That's still happening on Monday. Like, it's going on for two straight days?
Rough.
I don't want to ask.
48-hour bug.
I don't want to ask too many questions.
No, it's true.
But that seems odd.
Yeah.
So that's your Red Sox update from last night. It's Jones and Keefe live from Gillette Stadium on WEEI, presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Tommy Curran is going to join us on a Tommy Tuesday closer to 1 o'clock, given the Patriots practice schedule and some of the media obligations afterwards. So instead of high noon, Curran's going to join us closer to 1. I'll give us a full breakdown on what went down at Patriots camp today. Day 2 in padded practices, day 6 overall. We're also going to go to Sandler Movies on a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off every single Sandler movie.
Yes, right. I left out a couple.
Coming up at 11:30.
I left out a couple real quick. Like, he's in Coneheads. I think he makes his debut in Coneheads, but he's not in it very long. And so I didn't.
So
put
you
that
dropped
on.
That one.
I dropped. Well, we're pressed for time. I mean, there's only so many we can do, and he's in over 40 movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I whittled it down a little bit, but I think all the marquee ones are there. And we'll tear that up. He's about the center of attention here this year.
So that comes your way at 11:30. We also have a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. So a busy, busy Tuesday here at Patriots training camp. We'll continue to keep you updated on what goes on there. I would keep you updated on what the Red Sox are doing at the trade deadline, but it's a whole bunch of nothing.
Would you say too quiet? Would you say maybe they're cooking something up, and it just when you – because you're still a pro Breslow.
Yes.
You have 48 hours, basically, to continue to be pro Breslow. Otherwise, you gotta bail.
Yeah, and it's Danny Jansen, ironically, just got traded yesterday.
Yeah.
But like Danny,
big ad by the Brewers.
Danny Jansen, James Paxton, Lucas Sims.
No, not going to cut it.
Like, if it's that – I guarantee you they make moves like that. Like, they bring in a body or two.
Doesn't count.
Those won't count. I agree.
Doesn't count.
And so I'll need to see the name to really properly break it down. I still think he's going to swing. I think they have to swing big.
Yeah.
I don't really think he has an option. There is enough demand. I was a little discouraged by that Bet Online list we went through late in the show yesterday.
Yeah, they were not linked to too many guys.
No, not at all. But anecdotally, they've been linked to, like, on Passan's top 50 list that was updated, literally every arm on the list and pretty much every right-handed bat or guy who could play first, they were linked to.
All right, so, like, Dylan Cease.
Yeah.
That's a good addition.
Yes.
I'm happy with that.
Yes.
Mitch Keller?
I mean, I would consider that a real move. I was hoping they'd go more for that. But at this point in time, yeah, I would
trade
Durant for him. But, yeah, I would take it. Yes.
Zach Gallen.
Yes.
Because some of the guys that we talked about a week ago, Joe Ryan and Seth Lugo, seem very unlikely. Like, Joe Ryan.
Well, Lugo's resigned.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. So not just unlikely, but I mean, like, all right, so cross him off. But he was high on the list before. And it was like, all right, what would it take? And whatever, he's a rental and you move on. But he signs a deal. Joe Ryan. And it was really after the interview he did with Bradford during the All-Star break where he's like, oh, it's an exciting time. It'd be exciting to get traded. I do love Minnesota, but it'd be exciting to get traded. Like, there was a little bit of buzz then. You're like, all right, maybe Joe Ryan will move.
Maybe.
And then everything else has been like, no. And part of it is Minnesota's about to go through a sale, and right, they want the next ownership to kind of decide what they want to do with Ryan and blah, 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 blah. But I don't know. Like, they're out of it. So wouldn't they be better off trading Buxton and Ryan and, like, starting over? But whatever. That it seems unlikely. There's been less kind of attention around him. So, like, who's even going to be the best pitcher traded, whether it's here or somewhere else? Who's the, like, because now Nathan Eovaldi's probably staying in Texas.
I think one of those Arizona arms, maybe.
Yeah,
you know,
Merrill,
whether it's
Kelly.
Gallen, whether it's Kelly. I bet Mitch Keller moves. It's a low throw there by Drake May to Hunter Henry.
Oh, boy.
In the left flat. We got team drills going
on. Put that down as an incompletion.
That is, And I didn't notice much around his feet. Maybe I got to watch the replay. I didn't notice much pressure around his feet, but that was a low throw from May up a screen in the left flat. Those names are probably the ones off the top of my head. I mean, do you think Edward Cabrera from Florida moves? My guess is no. I don't think Joe Ryan moves. If any of them do, then we'll break it down and we'll say, all right, why didn't the Red Sox get the top arm that moved if they go a tier down? But would you consider it a big swing if they got a big bat, Keith?
Yes.
Or they got like a big bullpen arm but not a starter? Could that potentially be enough from Breslow,
is that
not the spirit of what we're talking about?
So I had the bullpen arm as the third biggest need on the team, but you know, you watched a game like last night and that was also operating under Chapman's available most of the time. So if he's out for a little bit
and Whitlock. I mean, if there's no Chapman and no Whitlock,
that changes things.
That's a need in the immediate need, but it's not as much of a long-term need because Whitlock's been lights out.
Right.
And obviously Chapman has as well.
So it's still the third need, but I would take it. But if we're talking here Thursday afternoon or Friday to start the show and that's it, that's wildly underwhelming. They need a bat. I appreciate everything that Abraham Toro has done for the team. He really has played way better than anybody could have imagined.
Yep. Big walk last night.
Yeah, like, no, and he has. He's been in the center of some of these rallies and things like that. But they need, like, a bopper. They need a guy, like, they've been scoring a lot of 2-3-4 run games. Give me somebody that kind of you can put right in the middle of the lineup, ideally right-handed, but I don't, you know, beggars can't be choosers. If you have somebody that's like an everyday player you add to this team and a starting pitcher, then that's what we're talking about. Anything short of that, you'll be like, all right, I guess it helps, but you're not really giving full support to the team like you kind of have been alluding to the last couple of weeks. I feel like they've both, Breslow and Kennedy, have been like talking a pretty big game, and it's like, all right, let's see what happens. If you're so convinced that this is a team worth buying on, you better do just that.
Oh, I was watching that. That was Kyle Williams, who had a good move set up. May overthrew him.
He was kind of open.
In the corner of the end, right? It looked like he had a step.
I would say NFL open. He wasn't like wide.
No, that's fair. But yeah, and again, they're not working on Gonzo and Carlton Davis today.
They are not.
But I would say, and I haven't keep the closest eye on every single rep, but two of the reps that we've seen here have not looked great from Drake May, who looks frustrated with himself, just took off his helmet didn't slam it, but motion throwing it to the ground. Dobbs is in there now after a couple of inaccurate throws by May.
Either an incompletion, a sack, or a pick.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if I've asked you this before. Do you think they can make the playoffs without making a move, Keith?
Yeah, I do.
So that's what scares me, is they might talk themselves into that, which will not be satisfactory to me.
So I would
bet on them missing the playoffs if they don't do anything, because other teams are going to get better, and you're going to have Mopey Cora. You're going to have Mopey Cora and a Mopey clubhouse if they do nothing. So they better do – and when I say something, I don't just mean bodies like last year. Something real, they better do it. And I would hate it if Breslow, Kennedy, whomever, look at it and go, well, Bregman's heating up and Roman Anthony's a stud, and you know what? We actually don't need to make any moves. We're good enough. Look at the field. Look at the AL. We can make the playoffs without making a move. I mean, maybe they can, but I don't want to see them try. I would be very, very disappointed if that's what they do.
So I actually agree with you. The answer is, yeah, they could, because I think there's only going to be four teams fighting for three spots.
But you wouldn't bet on it.
But I would say there'd be the odd one out, just because there's a track record. They have a losing record every single August under Cora since COVID. So you got to go back to, what, 18, 19 for them to actually have a winning record in August. And that usually starts right after the trade deadline, and they say, oh, you got us nothing. Because even the Kyle Schwarber year, it took them 2 weeks. They were under 500. Then, obviously, that team was good in 2021. But since then, they've had a lot of bad teams. They've had a lot of teams that have missed the playoffs. So if they're right there with Seattle, Texas, and New York, all those other teams make a move, you don't. Yeah, that's when the excuses pile up. Cora's going to play into that. And it's going to be such a it's going to be even more of a letdown this year just because of where they're at.
Yep.
Prior to this, they were like 2.5 games out, and they didn't make a move, and I was pissed, and a lot of people were pissed. Like, why aren't you trying to be aggressive?
And they were fighting with more teams. This year, they're in a spot. They're fortunate to be in a spot today. Yeah. Texas lost last night. Otherwise, they'd be out of a spot. But they're fortunate to be in a spot. They are in a spot as of today.
Yeah.
And they're fighting with less teams. So I'm with you. I mean, I guess they could make the playoffs without making a move. I wouldn't bet on it. I don't want to see what that looks like. I hope they would have made a move by now. Like, I had the Minnesota series circled. I said, don't wait until Thursday. I mean, if you do and you get a stud, I'll give you credit for I don't really get what the holdup is. Like, I really don't, and I'm starting to get discouraged. But Breslow technically has more time to add to this team. We'll see if he does. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Keith nailed it on the Josh Dobbs scout there. It's either a sack, a turnover, or, as I've seen, incompletion after incompletion after incompletion.
Yeah,
most of them
good.
Most of them in the direction of Javon Baker is what I've seen. So you guys can weigh in on that as well. We have Tommy Curran joining us at 1 o'clock. We got Kiefer Madness 12:45 on the way next, right after Trending with Billy Lanny. Tier Tuesday, we're going to tear off every single, just about every single Adam Sandler movie next. Tier Tuesday, Jones and Kiefer, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Slow start to some of these team reps for Drake May. Seems to be heating up. Touchdown throws to Steph Diggs and Kyle Williams, who looks like he's having a slightly better day out there today. More updates from day six, Patriots training camp, second straight day in pads. One update away from camp, though, Keith.
Okay, what do we got?
Jordan Schultz.
Ooh, he'll fight you in a Starbucks.
He absolutely will.
Yep.
All-pro cornerback Christian Gonzalez suffered a hamstring injury during Monday's practice that will sideline him for a bit, but I'm told it will not impact his week one availability. That's Jordan Schultz on Christian Gonzalez.
I guess, I mean, based on what we saw yesterday, that's as positive as you're going to get, right? Like, I don't think after slamming your helmet and getting off the field the way that he did, I don't think anybody expected him back really soon. And it's also be precautious with him. Give him all the time he needs. But if he's back week one, great.
So
we'll take it.
I agree with that.
Dodge the bullet there.
I want him out there week one, obviously. The one thing I would caution, again, if you're missing time with a soft tissue, those are the things that start to pop back up. But largely, I would say a positive report there from Jordan Schultz. All right, what are we tearing off today, Keith?
All right, in honor of Happy Gilmore 2 being released this past weekend on Netflix, we've decided this is going to be a daunting task. We're going to tier Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of them.
Now, there's a ton of them, so I did take some out. So for you completionists, there's early work like Going Overboard and Coneheads and Mixed Nuts, which he's in all of those films.
Hey, where's Mixed Nuts, right. You guys?
People are going to lose their minds. They don't know Mixed Nuts. It's a great Steve Martin film. But I removed those just so we can focus on the ones that he is like the star of.
Okay.
So that's what we're dealing with. I have right now 5 tiers.
Okay.
Top tier. You can consider me Miles Davis.
Consider me Miles Davis.
That's the top tier.
Yeah, because that's because you're cool.
No
you're
Sandler cool. movie better.
No,
okay.
That's like the GOAT tier is the Miles Davis tier.
Okay.
Next tier down, still very good movies. That's Quacktastic.
That's Quacktastic.
I drew the duck blue because I always wanted to see a blue duck. The third tier down, the middle tier, Sneaky Sneaky.
Sneaky Sneaky, sir.
Yeah, you're underestimating the sneakiness. That's a you, sneaky good one.
You underestimate John Turturro's sneakiness, yes.
Fourth tier down, second to the bottom, Chlorophyll, more like Borophyll.
More like Borophyll.
And not the worst.
No, but kind of boring.
But not,
well, more Borophyll.
Not our favorite. It's a bit Borophyll, yeah.
And then finally, the bottom tier for the Adam Sandler movies. As great as Sandler is, he does have some stinkers. It will be the I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Good. Right.
Five workable tiers, a lot of movies to get to. Billy Lanny will obviously chime in with a lot of these as well, because I'm guessing you haven't seen them all, Jones.
No.
Okay. Billy, why don't you throw them out there and let's get started.
All right. The first one is Airheads.
Now, I don't want to go crazy right off the rip. I feel like this is a Miles Davis tier. I feel like I love Airheads. I feel like it gets overlooked. Came out a long time ago. Used to air on Comedy Central four times a day.
I would say Quacktastic. I think we need to leave a little room at the top of
maybe
the tiers.
I'm doing too much. I did love
Billy. Billy was nodding when you said Miles Davis. I mean, I'm okay being outvoted.
Yeah, no. It's an amazing movie, but I will go with Quacktastic.
Yep. Okay.
Quacktastic.
Okay. Good start. Hot start.
And I assume that's what started his lifelong friendship with Steve Buscemi.
Probably.
I assume.
Yep.
Maybe they met each other prior to that, like on SNL or something. But since then, Buscemi's in like pretty much all these movies are about the name.
Okay.
Good one.
All right. Up next, Billy Madison.
Miles Davis.
Next.
It might even be the GOAT within the GOATs. There's going to be other ones on that tier. I promise you there will be other ones.
If I had to rank within a tier.
Which I know you like to do.
I think it would be
the best.
Number one with a bullet. Yes.
Happy Gilmore.
Consider me Miles Davis.
These are easy.
100% deserves to be up there. Yeah, this is easy work.
Okay.
Bulletproof.
Bulletproof, I like a lot. Bulletproof is.
I'm gonna need to tag Billy in on this.
So it's Sandler and Wayans.
Okay. Damon Wayans.
And it's like Sandler's like a convict. Wayans is a cop, and he's like transporting him. A lot of comedy ensues.
James Caan
is in this one.
Okay.
Also, does get a little bit overlooked. It's not like it's not as Sandler-y a Sandler movie, but it also isn't like you know Uncut Gems either. Like it's clearly a comedy.
Sneaky, sneaky.
I think it's. Either Sneaky Sneaky or Quacktastic, Bill. What do you think?
I'm going Quacktastic.
Okay.
Wow.
I like it a lot.
That's
I
gotta get Quacktastic.
This. You gotta get this in the queue.
Yep. One of my aliases for years was his name Rock Keats.
What's good about that? That's a quick movie. That might be under 90 minutes.
It might be.
Oh, great.
There's some action in it there at the end. But yeah, if you guys haven't seen Bulletproof, check that one out.
Okay.
The Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer's good.
I would Miles Davis it, but if we're going to Quacktastic, that's fine. But
no.
it's up there.
Miles Davis.
I think Miles Davis. Wedding Singer's really good.
Julia Gulia?
Really yeah.
Yeah.
Consider me Miles Davis.
Miles Davis.
He has a lot of good catchy songs in
there. He does.
Buscemi's also excellent in this movie.
Oof, I like her. the boy George looked like he's singing.
Yeah, the best man, the better man. Yeah.
Self-taught, no lessons. Thank you very much, Pop. The Water Boy.
I would go quack.
Do you remember the time that Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime of the Bourbon Bowl and the Mud Dogs won it? Yeah, I would say Quacktastic.
Quacktastic.
It's good. It's not memorable.
It's not top tier, but it's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
That's right. Quacktastic.
Wow, we got some loaded top tiers early in his career.
Well,
we'll get in there.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Trust me. We'll balance the rest.
Okay.
Big Daddy.
So I would go Miles Davis on Big Daddy. I love Big Daddy.
Oh, you like Big Daddy that much?
Yes.
See, I think it is not as good as those top three.
Okay.
People do like it.
Quacktastic, Bill? I think
it's Quacktastic, Bill, but I'm not going to slug you in the gut if you say Miles Davis.
Yeah, no, I'm going Quacktastic.
Quacktastic. Okay, I'm a little, I overrated Big Daddy.
You outvoted a little bit.
Okay, that's fine.
Right.
Quacktastic, strong.
Yeah. Little Nicky.
Maybe Sneaky Sneaky.
No.
Borophyll.
And honestly, it could be lower key.
Borophyll.
It
is a slightly obnoxious.
I thought Little Nicky was going to be like the end of my fandom.
Yeah.
The beginning of the end.
Well, it's
of
the
my
first.
Fandom.
I mean, when you look at it timeline wise, and I haven't seen Bulletproof, but when you look at it, it is the first one where you're like, "What's he doing here?"
Yeah, a little bit.
Borophyll.
Kind of. Maybe they were like, "You're doing so well.
Yeah.
Like you can do anything." He's like, "Oh yeah? Watch me do this voice for a whole movie."
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Punch Drunk Love.
All right.
Refresh my memory. Which one's this? I feel like I have seen this.
Yeah, you probably have. This is the first of the
serious roles?
Serious ones.
But what was the give me
this. This is a Paul Thomas Anderson movie with Emily Watson, Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's a bachelor. Who owns a company that markets themed toilet plungers and other novelty items?
Okay.
Yeah.
Not ringing much of a bell.
No, I agree.
No points?
It's not really for me. I don't really like this one.
Okay. Well,
it's a rom-com, so.
Let's no points it.
You want to go on the bottom, Punch Drunk Love?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go Borophil?
Can we go lower?
I would go lower.
Because
for me, it was saw it once, had no urgency to see it a second time.
Yep. No points.
That's fine. No points.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, dry spell.
Yep.
Dry spell.
There we go.
Yep.
Mr. Deeds.
Sneaky. Mr. Deeds is great.
It probably should be Sneaky Sneaky.
Or is it Quacktastic? Mr. Deeds has some funny moments in there.
Yeah. Winchester, Tunfieldville.
Oh, and just Winona Ryder alone.
Yeah.
Up in a Quacktastic.
Yes. Nope.
How about Crazy Eyes? Oh, Crazy Eyes. He's feeding him pee. He likes some weird pizzas. Steve Buscemi lives in that shack. And it takes place in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's true.
It takes place in New Hampshire.
That's why you like it. Okay, yes. let's get into it. I say Sneaky Sneaky, Bill. Where would you put this?
Sneaky Sneaky.
You guys are killing me.
We just figured out why he wanted to put it up with you. It's New Hampshire.
It's one of the great New Hampshire movies of all time.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's starring one of the great New Hampshire celebrities of all time.
Yep, sure.
8 Crazy Nights.
Maybe Sneaky Sneaky. You look lower?
Sneaky Sneaky? Let's go Sneaky Sneaky.
I'm fine with Sneaky Sneaky.
This is an animated one, but yeah.
Was that his first foray into animation?
Yes.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Anger Management.
Oh, no points. This is one of the big letdowns. I remember seeing this in the theater, him and Jack Nicholson, and I just did not care. I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was a swing and a miss.
Okay. No points.
Yeah.
I award you no points.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
I was going to say Borophil, but you feel very strongly about it. Let's go. Let's go. No points. Yeah. Okay.
I did not like it.
50 First Dates.
I kind of like 50.
50 First Dates is pretty good.
I think so too.
Quacktastic.
I was going to say at least Sneaky Sneaky. I'll go Quacktastic on 50 First Dates.
Yeah,
I like 50 First Dates.
Yeah,
good one.
That's Quacktastic.
Okay.
Spanglish.
Mm. You know what? I didn't hate this as much as some of the other serious ones. I think this is better than Punch Drunk Love and Anger Management. So I would say either Borophil or Sneaky Sneaky.
Borophil feels right to me.
You want to go that?
Let's go Borophil.
We'll go Borophil.
Or Spanglish.
Borophil.
I don't hate all the man's serious roles, but yeah.
No. We'll get there.
That's
we'll
Borophil. Yeah.
The Longest Yod.
That feels like no points to me.
Yep. Yeah.
Now that's one I admittedly have not seen.
It's like an unnecessary remake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And he already has a better football movie. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't need this one.
Yeah, let's no points that one.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah.
Click.
Click?
Click gets ripped. People hate Click. I actually kind of like Click.
I also like Click. Okay, does it get ripped? I didn't realize that.
I think it does. I think it's reviewed pretty poorly.
I shed a tear watching
it's
Click.
Sad.
It's depressing.
I shed a tear.
Literally a depressing
movie.
You're
beyond, you shed a tear emotionally.
It's
you're making a Bed Bath & Beyond joke.
Depressing. Yeah. You literally question like every move you make in your life and how it impacts the people in your life.
Oh, it's intense.
It's way too
intense. This is like Sandler Has Kids movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where he's like, I got to rethink everything in my life. I think it's sneaky.
Yeah, it doesn't make it bad.
Just because it's sad
and depressing doesn't make it.
I think that's actually the perfect tier for it because it's kind of polarized. People kind of hate the movie, but we like it. Good.
Rain Over Me, sir.
All right, so Rain Over Me, I don't really remember. This is the one with Don Cheadle that he did. I want to say it came. I think it had to do with 9/11.
Okay, so I've not seen this one, so I may have to. You haven't seen it either. Wow,
it's another foray into the serious. Rain Over Me, buddy drama film with Don Cheadle, Jada Pinkett Smith, Liv Tyler, Donald Sutherland.
I mean, good cast.
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
It is a...
We're gonna need you to rate this, Keith. I mean, it feels like if only one of us have seen it and you don't really even remember
points.
It,
Let's
feels,
no point
it feels like no points.
Let's no points it. Bottom tier.
I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
I award you no points.
I didn't.
I'm going to
tell you right now. I didn't hate it. That's Nick with a strong grade.
Want to go Borophil?
I would go at least Borophil. Yeah,
let's go Borophil.
Borophil.
Get it above the top one.
Okay.
More like Borophil.
Yep.
Right. You don't mess with the Zohan.
I also didn't hate this.
No points.
When he's doing all the
and
kicks,
God have mercy
I didn't hate
soul.
It. Don't mess with the Zohan. Plus, what's her name's in it?
Who's what's her name?
Sloan.
Exactly. From Entourage, Emile Chikri or whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she is.
Okay. Yeah,
that's at least something.
Yeah, new tears. All right. You want to go Borophil or Sneaky Sneaky for Zohan?
Look, I would. I feel very similar about I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry as Don't Mess With the Zohan. I think they're fine for what they are. Let's put them on the same tier, Borophil.
Borophil, okay.
More like Borophil.
Bedtime Stories.
I don't remember Bedtime
Didn't
Stories.
See it.
I put
either.
This on the list. This was...
That's a 0 point.
Who is in this one?
I don't even know.
Carrie Russell, Guy Pearce, fantasy comedy film. Let's put it in the bottom.
Yeah,
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out.
Yep.
All right, Funny People.
Oh, no points.
Yeah.
Funny People.
Really?
I thought it was a big disappointment to me. I was like, ironically enough, not
too?
Funny. Yeah, Seth Rogen, kind of serious stand-up comedian. Yeah, well, it's Apatow.
Apatow
it's way too long.
So it could have ended 40 minutes.
I really didn't like I was disappointed in this.
Okay.
Okay, here's a question for you about that movie. And I don't want to do a spoil. You know what? I don't even care.
Go ahead,
spoil,
no, man, spoil it. No, you can spoil it.
Who's 100 years old?
Let it rip.
Is it better if Sandler dies?
Oh, man.
Probably. Because it was already kind of going that direction. It was already kind of a sadder
movie. So then he like recovers from what he was dealing with, and then there's just literally like a whole other movie after that point.
Better movie if he just died.
I think it ends. I think it's a better movie if they end up killing him off.
Strong, but good take.
Which
okay.
Proves it's in the bottom.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. Grown-ups.
I'm not the biggest Grown Ups fan. I'm happy that Sandler gets to shoot movies with his friends and it looks like they're having fun, but I don't really laugh
all,
a lot.
Are these all set in New Hampshire?
I don't know.
I don't know. They're either that or like a hide.
It feels, yeah, I was going to say, it feels New Hampshire-y. What are we saying? I actually would say Sneaky Sneaky.
Grown Ups, for me, I would say that's quacktastic.
Wow.
Oh, all right, let's go Sneaky Sneaky.
Sneaky Sneaky.
That's the tiebreaker.
All right, let's go
Sneaky
Sneaky,
sir.
Just a lowly tiebreaker.
This is also one where you're reminded that if Chris Farley was in the film instead of Kevin James, it would be
really
amazing.
Now we're cooking.
Right.
Yeah.
Just Go With It.
Is this one of the Drew Barrymore ones?
Just Go With It is Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, it's one of the Jennifer Aniston ones. I think this one's more Borophil.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
More like Borophil.
Didn't
see
it.
One that I don't see on here that's better than that is Blended.
It's on here.
Oh, it is on
yeah,
there.
It's low, yeah, it's
oh,
in
okay,
order
right,
of release.
Yeah, so,
yeah, it's on there.
Because I always like look at those two because I think they came out fairly
pretty
around
close
the same
together.
Time.
Yep.
And I always put that above it. All right, we are at Jack and Jill.
I award you
like,
no points.
Yeah, I don't
no
like points. Jack Jill. Lanny likes it.
Lanny likes the female voice.
I wouldn't
like the Jill voice?
I would sneaky, sneaky it because Sandler's Jill voice just makes me laugh.
I do like Al Pacino.
There's no tie here.
Nope.
Al Pacino going for an Oscar in this? Like, he is going full tilt?
Right.
I would put it in the bottom. You're going
yeah,
no points,
no
Jones?
Points. Okay. Well, no points, Jack right. and Jill, yes.
That's my boy.
Okay, this is another one I've not seen. I'm starting
okay.
to lose him
you
later.
You seen it?
No, Billy says it's great, though.
Miles Davis.
I'm Miles Davis.
Dude, Miles Davis.
Yes. Miles Davis.
This was like,
oh, wow.
This restored a lot of faith people had started to lose based on all the movies that we just did.
Okay.
We were like, all right, the days of, you know, Madison and Gilmore and, Big Daddy, like those days are over. And then he shows up
okay.
with this one, him and Sandberg.
So that's
rated
my
R.
That's
right.
my boy and Bulletproof.
Consider
I'm going to have to.
Miles Davis.
Okay, Miles Davis, great.
Hell yeah.
Hotel Transylvania.
All right, let's do all three of these together, unless you guys want to separate
one, two,
them.
One, two, and three, I'm saying Quacktastic. I don't know about you over there.
I'm giving one a Quacktastic. I'll throw two and three onto Sneaky Sneaky.
Sneaky right, Sneak. Let's go Sneaky Sneak.
I like that.
For the full franchise.
The trilogy. You'll
I
get
like
the trilogy
it.
All into
yeah,
Sneaky
yeah,
Sneaky.
Good
sneaky
stuff, and of course. He's famous. I had to tell this to Mac and Goo, but he's famously not in Hotel Transylvania 4.
4, yes, yeah, yeah. Yes. So, yeah, leave that one out.
Yes.
Grown Ups 2.
Where do we have Grown Ups 1?
I was going to say, where's Grown Ups 1?
We had Sneaky Sneaky, so that's got to be at least Borophil.
I'll
put it below it.
Fine.
Okay.
One's definitely
Borophil.
Better than 2. And then Blended.
So that one might be more Sneaky Sneaky, right, Bill? Or do you want to go Borophil?
I would put it just because, where did we put the one we were talking about before? Where was the,
We put
the
just go with it, Borophil.
All right, so one above it is Blended.
All right, we'll do Blended.
Sneaky Sneaky, sir.
Okay.
The Cobbler.
So I've only heard about this. The Mac and Goo Movie Club did a good breakdown of this movie.
Did they like it?
No, it's like the worst. It's one of the worst movies ever made.
Well,
so the Cobbler would be in the bottom.
I award you
sounds
no
like
points.
No, sounds like no points to me.
Yeah. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Correct.
Pixels.
I didn't really love Pixels, but I don't think it's in the bottom tier.
Borophil?
They have like a big cast and everything else. Yeah, I'll go Borophil for Pixels.
More
Borophil.
Like Borophil.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then we got the two out of the way there. So we're on to Murder Mystery.
This was sort of his like Netflix deal, and it's I love a murder mystery. I love a whodunit. It's him and Jennifer Aniston who have a good chemistry. I think this one's Sneaky Sneaky.
Okay.
I actually enjoyed
it. And that's for one and two? Sneaky Sneaky?
Yeah. I think one and two.
Sneaky Sneaky.
Sneaky
murder
sneaky,
mystery.
Sir.
One and two.
Yes.
All right. Uncut Gems.
So this is either Miles Davis or Quacktastic. It's the least rewatchable of all the Sandler movies, but it's really good. He should have been nominated for an Oscar.
I think we put it on Miles Davis.
Okay, let's put it in Miles Davis.
To me, Miles Davis.
It's good, but it's a tough watch.
Hubie Halloween.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your
soul. I've not seen it, but it's unbelievable how often Keith references it.
I do reference it a lot. It's a lot of fun. It takes place in Salem. I think they even shot it in Salem. It's a lot of cameos. It was another Netflix like Halloween movie. I would argue one higher. I would argue Borophil.
Borophil.
Lanny,
I would say no points.
Okay.
Ooh. I don't know. I think this would be like the fourth. I've tried to watch it each Halloween for the last 3 years.
Oh, if you can't get through it, then all right.
And I've fallen asleep each time.
Billy's vote has to carry some weight.
Bottom tier.
No points.
All right, Hustle.
Dude, Hustle was good. Hustle was really good. The basketball movie. And a bunch of basketball players are in it.
Right.
Anthony Edwards plays the villain. I think this is quacktastic.
Quacktastic.
Hustle was good. I was surprised how good Hustle was.
Okay, and then we have...
Two more,
I'm sorry.
We got Murder Mystery 2. We already lumped that in.
Did that one.
Spaceman.
Spaceman's no points. I watched this. This is serious.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Either last year or the year before, really tough, awful movie.
Okay.
And then finally, we have Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay.
Sneaky, sir.
I've thought about watching it, which makes it sneaky.
I agree with that.
I would say, especially when you put them all together like this, right in the middle.
I like it.
Happy Gilmore, too.
Okay. Well, that is quite a catalog.
All right, Miles
from
Davis,
Adam Sandler.
Top
yes.
tier, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Wedding Singer, That's My Boy, Uncut Gems.
Great.
Was that five?
Yes.
Top five. Perfect. Quacktastic, Airheads, Bulletproof, Waterboy, Big Daddy, 50 First Dates, Hotel Transylvania 1, and Hustle.
Okay.
Sneaky, Mr. Deeds, 8 Crazy Nights, Click, Grown Ups, Hotel Transylvania 2 and 3, Blended, Murder Mystery 1 and 2, and Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay, I think that's 10 on that tier, yep.
Chlorophyll, more like Borophyll, Lil Nicky, Spanglish, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, You Don't Mess With the Zohan, Just Go With It, Grown Ups 2, and Pixels.
Some say we might have been too nice on that tier, yep.
Perhaps, and I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. Punch Drunk Love, Anger Management, The Longest Yard, Rain Over Me, Bedtime Stories, Funny People, Jack and Jill, The Cobbler, Hubie Halloween, and Space.
That's a loaded tier, is what that is. But yeah. I think we kind of look.
I think we always end up nailing it.
He's gonna go for it. Is what he's gonna do. Some big hits on there, some misses on there as well. But hey, that's comedy. So that is Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. All. The Adam Sandler films tiered off. We will get you a Key for Madness at 12:45. Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday a little after 1 o'clock. And we'll react to what we're seeing as the Patriots start to wind things down. Day 6, second batted practice here in Foxborough, rather. We'll give you our takeaways coming up next. Jones and Key, we are live from Patriots training camp. Day 6, second straight practice in pads for the Pats. A bunch of takeaways rolling in. We're watching some team... team drills rather down by the goal line, call it what, the 5-6 yard line somewhere in there, Keith.
Yeah.
We saw Drake May working through some progressions. I would say the main takeaway from May, not the most accurate day. He just threw what may have counted as a touchdown to Steph Diggs, but I'm pretty sure Diggs was out of the end zone before he caught
it. It's gonna be a booth review, Jones.
Didn't even get his feet in bounds and would have been sacked on the play.
But so everybody cheered like it was a touchdown.
Everybody cheered like it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
We've seen a couple of nice grabs of the second unit here. Baker skied for one over a corner from Josh Dobbs. Kendrick Bourne caught one in the corner of the end zone and danced like he won the Super Bowl.
It was a really good celebration. Hopefully he can carry that over to the regular season. That was maybe the most exciting thing of the day.
Now, again, they are not working on Christian Gonzalez. We'll have an update on him in a moment. And Carlton Davis, he did catch a touchdown over Miles Battle. So I understand why he danced like crazy out there. But I would say maybe Dobbs' sharpest day and not the greatest day at a Drake May today. Christian Gonzalez is present, Keith. He has walked out here in shorts and a T-shirt. He's not participating in practice today, but is present. The update again from Jordan Schultz is that he's expected to be ready by week one, and it is confirmed as a hamstring issue for him.
I mean, that's kind of maybe what we expected. Obviously, we didn't want to speculate and guess or anything like that, but slamming the helmet, walking off the field, and you were hoping that it wasn't going to be anything too long-term. Now, it wasn't Justin Fields. Somebody steps on my toe, I get carted off, I'm back the next day. But hamstring injury, you do it at least early enough in camp. I guess that's like the one positive you take out of it. You say, all right, first game that matters is September 7th, so you have over a month to sort of rehab this and get back out there.
Other takeaways today, sounds like a bounce-back day for Will Campbell,
yes.
who wasn't great yesterday. Yeah. And again, it sounds like started poorly in half-line drills. What's a half-line drill? It's not a one-on-one. It's like the guard and the tackle.
Yeah.
Like guard, tackle, center or something like that. Mm. I guess he struggled in that period, but otherwise has had a strong session here today by most accounts. Morgan Moses did leave earlier today.
Yeah.
So
when he was out yesterday, it sounded like he did not have a very good go of it. And I mean, that's concerning. That might be even more – that should be maybe more on the radar. Not that Will Campbell isn't more important long-term, but – Morgan Moses, I think a lot of us have kind of just penciled in. Like, all right, you got right tackle figured out.
You have a real-life, steady NFL right tackle, and it turns out maybe not.
You might not. And then if it's back to Deontay Jacobs, not as like a backup fill-in, if he ends up having to start games, and now you're really relying on Will Campbell to lock it down at left tackle, and there would be no benefit of like, well, you know, if you get a good guard there, that's still worthwhile. It's like, no. Now, like, you might be in desperate need of tackles.
Yeah. So I would say those are, good and bad updates. The Campbell one, good. Again, Morgan Moses one, not so good. Drake May back out here with the top offense. They pretty much been doing May gets reps with the top offense. Then Dobbs comes in with the second unit. May comes back in. And then after that, they get some third unit reps with Ben Woolridge after that. So we'll keep our eyes on all this. We'll give you full takeaways coming up. I thought they were starting to wind down, but they gave us an extra team session here down by the goal line, which has been fairly entertaining.
Yeah.
Any pushback on our tiers, Keith? If you missed those are up now at Jones and Keith, Twitter and Instagram, or should be up shortly, I should say. Are they up yet?
Yeah, I don't see them yet. I know Terps
up short. There were quite a few films to get to on this one.
Yeah.
Plus on location, there might be a few extra steps, but those will be up shortly at Jones and Keith. You can listen on the Odyssey app. Just use the rewind feature. Go back and check that out, tearing off all the Sandler films. Any specific pushback?
Our guy Dice on Twitter was pretty upset with where we had Rain Over Me,
okay,
and is now done with the Dork podcast because he disagrees.
Oh, he's done with Dork.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The Rain Over Me take. We had Rain Over Me in the bottom tier. Now maybe it's worth a rewatch. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I don't really recall it. It was the serious one he did with Don Cheadle back in like 07.
Well, only one out of the three of us have seen it, and you didn't really remember it.
So that's not a great sign.
Hence our grading.
Yeah.
But man, I'm sorry you lost Dice with the Dork podcast.
But listen, the tiers can be controversial. You know, people get fired up about it. People are still responding to our baseball one from like weeks ago. We get random people on Instagram being like, you still got the Brewers there? And I was like, well, before they won 12 games in a row. Yeah.
You heard a little bit of an ovation there. That was Booty in the left corner of the end zone from Drake May, who, by the way,
Steady Eddie.
Well, for Booty.
Booty.
Yeah, I think he's been steady.
Yeah.
Although I do think, and I'm curious if other beat writers would relay this as well, to my eyes, which have not been great, Keith, it seems like Kyle Williams is repping more with that top group today than Booty, but that was a nice catch in the corner of the end zone.
But it seems like he's been pretty consistent, right? Like, we talked about like the flashy catch that a couple guys have had.
When he's
Booty,
out there, he's been noticeable.
Yeah. And he's going to be a hard guy to cut. You know, like, he's probably on the team, especially with Mac Hollins' like uncertainty.
Despite the dance moves from Kendrick Bourne, he's much safer than Kendrick Bourne. Curran has been watching the receiver group specifically like a hawk.
Yeah.
So we'll get his takeaways on that again coming up at 1 o'clock on a Tommy Tuesday. One more minor thing on Drake May. We have not seen this at all, any of the other we've seen.
Yeah, and like a straight option. There was like a little speed option down here.
Immediately pitched it
to Stevenson, ran it in the end zone. So I don't know if that's sort of the design play. Like, hey, you're not even going to run this. You're just going to pitch it anyway. But at least moving the quarterback around a little bit, which I like to see.
More of that. We haven't seen much of that in any of the previous days. I would say that's something notable here today. We'll give you our full takeaways. Day 6 at Patriots Training Camp, brought to you by McFarland Energy, coming up with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. Again, keep an eye out. Jones and Keith will get you the updated tiers on all 36, I believe, Adam Sandler films that we graded. Check them out on the Odyssey app. We have a Kiefer Madness for you, 12:45. Tommy Curran at high 1 o'clock today on the program, live from Foxborough. All our full takeaways from day 6, which is almost in the books, coming up next.